The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM. Let's go courtside and join Eric Peterson with the analysis and with a play-by-play. Here's KGYM's Alex Kuhn.
Well, we lucked out. Class 2A regional semifinal. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson. We're at Regina High School as the Regina Regals at 19-4 are taking on the West Branch Bears at 17-6. These two teams have faced each other twice this season, and both times we have had the call. And Eric, West Branch redeemed themselves after losing twice against Wilton to advance to the regional semifinals to take on Regina, where they're going to try to do the exact same things as Regina controlled the first two matchups.
Well, it is. Again, we talked about West Branch and the chance that this game could happen. Again, they would have been the underdog, I guess, going into Wilton. They had played Wilton twice, as you mentioned, lost both times. But again, Just a few nights ago, they came out on top 43-40, a low-scoring game. But, again, they came out on top. And, you know, like you mentioned, we've done both games. And both those games, you know, there was certainly stretches where West Branch was really hanging with them, especially through both first halves. Mary Crompton did not play the first game. And, to be honest, that was a strong game by Regina playing without Crompton, you know, at West Branch. The second contest, Alex Weeds for Regina got in some real quick foul trouble and sat quite a bit, but still came out with over 20 points and I think, you know, about 15 rebounds or so. So, but West Branch has improved throughout the season. Again, they're getting a little more from Sasha Koenig, a little more from Taya Young. And I think that's going to be real important tonight. You know, it's going to be fun to watch Tatum Koenig against Mary Crompton. They were matched up an awful lot the last time they played, and Crompton only had 7 points, so that speaks to the job defensively that Tatum Koenig did.
And let's talk about that matchup for just a second. Tatum Koenig, a Bradley commit, averaging over 21 points per game, but you mentioned the defense that she plays, and Mary Crompton, ever since she's come back to the lineup, and we remember her from the last couple of years, one of the best shooters in the state of Iowa. But when you get up in her face like Tatum Koenig does, sometimes you can make life difficult on her.
Well, you can. And again, I mean, teams focus on Mary Crompton. I know, again, the City High game, which, you know, Regina got behind early but came back and made that a real game. And Rose Nakumu played matched up against Mary a lot. And again, it, you know, Mary had to work for everything. But again, Regina is more than Mary Crompton. Alex Weiss has had an exceptional season. Boy, she had just a lights-out game against City High. You know, again, over 20 points and keeping Regina in the game. And that's, I think, again, what's going to be a key for West Branch. You know, we certainly expect both Crompton and Weiss to have strong games. And I think the question for West Branch is, again, there's potential there from Sasha Koenig, from Taya Young, potentially from other players. But it's got to happen. Regina defensively, both games has held West Branch, I think it was 38 points in one game, 36 in the other game. And, you know, you got to believe Regina's going to score more than middle 30. So, again, West Branch has to find a way to be more effective offensively and score more than, you know, 45, 50 points. I think if they can get, you know, into the low 50s and stuff and then play their style of defense and things, we could have a heck of a ball game.
For Regina, the emergence of Kennedy Wallace in her junior season was very good as a sophomore, but has really emerged as one of the leading players for this team as a senior, as a junior. So this Regina team is kind of going to go with two wing scorers and the down-low presence of Alex Weiss, which is what they've been riding all season.
Well, they have. Again, Kennedy Wallace, 11 points a game, and, again, has made 73 threes. We get some nice stats by Coach Haas. That's a heck of a lot of opportunities there, and she's a real threat. And again, on any given night, you know, Grayson Dumont can step up and score double figures as well. And again, defensively, the last game when Regina went full court pressure, I think it was second quarter or either that or coming out of half, they really bothered West Branch and turned West Branch over. So that's another thing. when that happens or whenever Virginia chooses to do that, again, will West Branch be able to handle Virginia's full court pressure?
So let's talk about that for a second. Jared Tiley, the head coach for the West Branch Bears, and we brought up the fact that they avenged the two losses during the regular season to Wilton and two really convincing losses during the regular season to Wilton to win in the quarterfinals of the regional. What adjustments do they make today to try to do the same thing against the Regals?
Well, it's so interesting. When you look at the two scores, Wilton, the first game was a barn burner, 76-74. But again, 76 points. And then the second game they played, Wilton scored 77 points. In the second game, they really handled West Branch, 77-42. But then you look at this, the third game, again, 43-40. So, West Branch, offensively really didn't score any more than they did the last time they played. But defensively, literally 30 points less for Wilton. So defensively, I think West Branch has really improved. And they've got size. You go inside, they have a couple people. They rotate at about 6 foot, 6'1". So they do have a presence inside in terms of height.
So let's talk about Regina here for a second. This is a team that is battle-tested. I mean, we're used to seeing Regina maybe undefeated or with one loss at this time of the year. They have four losses this season, but if you throw out the one against Bellevue early on when Mary Crompton was out, a lot of their losses, one of them came against Incarnate Word from St. Louis. This is a team that, and then City High, of course, later in the season. This is a team that challenges themselves, and that can really pay off this time of year.
Well, you look at the schedule, you mentioned Incarnate Word, but again, they played Cedar Rapids Xavier, and that's one good basketball program. Tom Lilly up there, I talked to Coach McTaggart at City High, and year in, year out, Xavier just gives them the toughest ball games, and they have good kids, but they have great coaching there, and Regina went there and won 49-44. City High 75-61, so it ended up being a 14-point game, but again, it was in single digits late in the ball game. And again, then they go to Kennedy and beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy 55-39, late in the season on February 3rd. So, to their credit, they're willing to schedule those three, four games where they have some flexibility in terms of who they play, and they go out and find some tough games. And, again, you lose to Incarnate Word, but again, and City High, but again, it's games that you're not going to get typically within the conference, and so hopefully again you want to be battle tested. Those games I think really help Regina in terms of preparation for tournament.
The reason I brought up Incarnate Word is that they're from the great city of St. Louis, as am I, and that is one of the best girls basketball programs in the state at the highest level. They're in Class 6, which is the highest level in Missouri, and they consistently are winning state championships. And I talked to Ryan O'Hearn, the athletic director at Regina. They played that game without Mary Crompton.
Yes, that was early season. And so, and again, in some ways, that has to be something that probably helps some kids really grow, playing without Crompton. I mean, it was tough, and, they had a few struggles along the way. But at the same time, that allowed some other people really to develop their game and maybe assume some other roles. And you got to give those kids a lot of credit. A lot of times, you lose your number one scoring threat, and it's easy to kind of make excuses, and they didn't do that. Sure, they had a couple losses, but they played some awfully good basketball.
So we're just moments away from the introductions here in this Class 2A regional semifinal. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson as the West Branch Bears and the Regina Regals take on to decide the right to play the winner of the Mediapolis and Danville game that will be taking place in the regional final.
If you look at records, I mean, West Branch 17-6, Regina 19-4, Mediapolis 19-4, Danville 19-4. So, there's some really good squads. There's always a lot of debate about, right around Iowa City, Cedar Rapids versus Southern Iowa. But again, teams, that go 19-4, they got to be doing something right. So again, two really challenging contests for these four teams to get to the state tournament.
So what we're going to do right now, we'll step aside really quickly as we're going to get the national anthem played here from the Regina High Gym, and we'll come back and we'll give you starting lineups. So you're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times in 1 year. Save on 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage or conventional and an STP filter for $24.99 or an STP extended life filter for $2 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Learn more about AutoZone Rewards at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Perfect. I got it. Yeah, sorry. Welcome back to Iowa City Regina High School. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson, our producer back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, is Jeff Downing. Just moments away from tip-off here as the West Branch Bears take on the Regina Regals. Now we're going to get starting lineups for tonight's game. First for the Regina Regals, Mary Crompton gets the start, a 5'8 senior. Lauren Gardy is a 5'7 senior, along with Grayson Dumont, a 5'9 senior. Those are the guards. Kennedy Wallace, a 5'8 junior, and Alex Weiss, the 5'11 junior, gets the start at the center position.
We look at that size for West Branch, get a couple 6-footers.
We'll get to now for the West Branch starting lineup. Abby Freehoff gets a start at 6'1". She's a junior. Kaya Lunekis gets a start, a 6-foot sophomore. Tatum Koenig, the 5'7 senior. Taya Young, a 5'7 freshman. And Sasha Koenig, a 5'3 freshman. They round out the starting lineup for the Bears.
Well, that's one thing West Branch, again, their post players, I think, play good defense. They do a lot of screening. Not a lot of points from the post players. So, again, any production West Branch can get from Freehoff or Runeckis or even Mackenzie Heiss off the bench, anything would be a real positive for West Branch.
So Freehoff, Lunekis, Koenig, Young, and Koenig for West Branch, and for Regina, Crompton, Gardy, Dumont, Wallace, and Weiss. And we talk about the guards for Regina, but I think the offense and really on defense as well, but especially offensively, things really flow through Alex Weiss.
Well, they do. If you have watched Regina a couple times, you see all the screens she sets for cutters and things. And a lot of times, sometimes they screen the screener, or she screens and then rolls to the basket. And so she's such an integral part of what they do. And again, she's such a good player. She's only a junior, again, has been playing key minutes since her freshman year, and that's why that last game, with her in foul trouble, that was something that really caused concern if you're Regina. But again, she came back and had a great second half.
All reds, all red uniforms for West Branch with white lettering and black trim, and all white uniforms for Regina with navy blue trim and gold lettering. Alex Weiss and Abby Freehoff will tip things off at center court, and we're ready for basketball in this Class 2A regional semifinal. West Branch controls the opening tip-off as Tatum Koenig sets the offense between the circles. Man-to-man defense here for Regina. Koenig, top of the key, gets a screen now to the right wing. She gets double team, picks up her dribble, swings it into the corner for Young. Young, she'll dribble baseline, pull up, jump stop, loses the ball, and it's going to be saved in the corner by Weiss to Kennedy Wallace. That's a turnover. Back ball will be in possession of Regina for the first time. Now Crompton on the right wing. She finds Weiss rolling to the basket. Leia up off the glass and in with the right hand. 2-0, the early lead for Regina.
Well, that's a screen up high, and then she rolls to the basket. And again, a good pass by Crompton.
Sasha Koenig on the right wing. Now up top, Tatum. Tatum sets the offense, guarded by Crompton. Back to Sasha. She triggers up a right wing three off the front of the iron, out. And Kennedy Wallace pulls down the rebound. Now Gardy back the other way into the front court for Regina. Top of the key, Weiss. Now Wallace. 7:01 remaining in the first quarter. Crompton between the circles sets the offense. High posted to the elbow. Now Weiss. 2-3 zone shown here by West Branch, or maybe well, kind of a 1-3-1.
Is it possibly a triangle and two? Koenig has stayed with Crompton.
Now Gardy kicks it corner. Crompton for three. Shot just short, but it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Sasha Koenig. It will stay right here with Regina.
Too bad for West Branch. Again, the rebound came off right to Sasha Koenig. No pressure there at all, but again, just unable to handle the ball cleanly. And it's off her hands. Regina inbounds underneath their own basket.
Gardy has it on the right wing. She dribbles out top of the key, gives off to Dumont. Now right wing, Wallace shot fake, gets to the elbow. Backdoor feed, Weiss wide open, layup good. 4-0, the early lead. Alex Weiss has all 4 points.
Well, Kennedy Wallace penetrated the middle, drew the defense, and just a little dump drop-off pass to Weiss. And again, she's so good about using the backboard. And again, as you mentioned, Regina's first 4 points.
Sasha Koenig, now Tatum, top of the key, crossover dribble, gets in the lane, leans, lays it up off the glass and in. Nice move there by Tatum Koenig. And that cuts the deficit to 4-2 early on as Regina leads. Skip pass from Gardy to Wallace. Now on the right wing, she pulls up. Short corner right, gives back to Weiss. Now Gardy, wide open three, left wing, off back iron. Weiss goes and gets the rebound. She goes back up with the right hand, shot off the mark, gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in. And the lead is 6-2 for Regina. Alex Weiss has 6 early points. And now a foul in the backcourt, as Kennedy Wallace picks up the foul on Tatum Koenig.
Well, Regina opening up in full court pressure off of made baskets, and Koenig again does a nice job off the dribble getting by and is fouled from behind. Not a lot of contact, but enough.
Taylor Tyne has checked into the game for West Branch. So a side out in the backcourt upcoming for the Bears, 5:38 remaining in the first quarter. Koenig gets the ball and will set the offense. Koenig on the left wing, gets in the lane, pulls up, 15-foot jumper, and it drops. Nice shot there by Tatum Koenig. So 6 points for Regina. They're all Alex Weiss's, and the 4 for West Branch are all Tatum Koenig's.
Well, that's what I think Koenig has to do. She, to be honest, has to be a little selfish tonight. I think sometimes she is their leading assist person, but sometimes I think she gives up the ball, and sometimes, again, those players don't finish. So
little up and under move for Weiss. Misses a shot, gets her own rebound. Now finds Dumont wide open middle of the lane. Shot off the mark, but she gets her own rebound. She finds Weiss, short corner right. Top of the key, Crompton. Crossover dribble, gets in the lane, loses the ball. Fight for the rebound as Weiss saves it, but she is pushed. As she was stepping out of bounds, they're going to get the foul, I think, on Abby Freehoff.
Well, it kind of looked like Crompton might have double dribbled. The West Branch coaching staff still thought so when she took it to the middle.
So the foul will go on Freehoff. Baseline inbound play to Weiss. She dribbles off her own foot, fight for the ball on the floor, and it'll be a tie-up possession. Arrow will stay right here with Regina.
Well, again, a pretty even ball game so far. Both teams, you know, going to their strengths. Alex Weiss for Regina, Tatum Koenig for West Branch.
Now Crompton buries a right wing three as she created off the dribble. 9-4 the lead for Regina. Sasha Koenig, shot fake on the other end, blocked the block pass to free up her layoff up and good with the left hand, left side of the lane.
Well, West Branch really needs that. Sasha Koenig penetrated and made a nice pass to Freehoff, and you know, sometimes she finishes, sometimes not. That time she did a great job, took to the basket, off the backboard and scored, and that's an important basket for West Branch.
Off the dribble, it's Wallace, backdoor feed, Dumont, her shot blocked, but Weiss gets it, puts it back off, missed the shot, gets her follow, puts it up and in with the right hand. 11-6 the lead for Regina with 4 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Now Tatum Koenig, other way, and gets her pocket pick, but gathers it. Now gets it top good of the travel. Key. Sasha yep. Koenig walked as she went with a shot fake. And the ball will go back to the Regals as Grayson Dumont will check out of the game. Alexa Lehman into the game for Regina.
Well, one key stat real early is that Regina has 5 offensive rebounds, I think 4 of them by Weiss. And again, that's led to a number of putback opportunities.
Now Weiss, high post, top of the key, hands off to Gardy. She drives left of the lane, fouled on the floor. They're going to get Taylor Tyne on the foul, her first.
And Taylor Tyne, as the season has progressed, has given more minutes for West Branch off the bench.
Gardy will inbound, left of the basket, baseline. She gets it into Weiss, now hands back off to Gardy, kicks it corner to Crompton. Crompton shot fake, finds Weiss on the block. She goes over her right shoulder, and she walked right into a triple team. That's a travel, and it'll go back to West Branch.
That's the first Regina turnover. Again, West Branch 2 turnovers, Regina 1 turnover.
Defense really sagged down on Alex Weiss there. 3 bears were in the area, and it kind of caught her off guard. Now Sasha Koenig out at the top of the circle. Man-to-man defense for Regina. Crossover dribble. Kicks it on the left wing. It's Young. Young, baseline drive. Her shot well off the mark. Rebound by Weiss. Crompton now in the front court. Looks to push. Goes all the way to the basket with a left hand off the back iron. Weiss right there for the rebound. And the putback is up and in with the right hand on the left side of the lane.
So Weiss, again, another offensive rebound. 6 to 8 of her points have been off of the offensive rebounds.
Tyne will hand off to Young between the circles, picked up by Crompton. Now Sasha Koenig goes to work with a dribble. Middle of the lane, gets the free throw line, backs up between the circles. Now crossover dribble, feeds the block to Freehoff. Now kicks it, Tatum Koenig, left wing 3, and she knocks it down.
Well, Regina just giving enough space, but again, the ball went inside and then was kicked outside, and that created the space.
Weiss, top of the key, Wallace, wide open, 3, and she knocks it home from the top of the key. 16-9, the Regina lead.
Well, again, a fast-paced first quarter, up and down, and both teams, you know, certainly running their offense, but not a lot of passes before shots going up.
Sasha Koenig, left wing, thought about a 3, said she gets a screen to her right, dribbles to the elbow, kicks it to Young, left wing 3, just off the mark. Lauren Gardy with a rebound. She looks up to push, finds Wallace on the left wing in the front court, who hands back off to Gardy, kicks it in the corner, Lehman for 3, off the back of the iron, long rebound, tipped and saved momentarily by Weiss, but it trickles out of bounds, out of the reach of Kennedy Wallace, who will check out of the game as Grayson Dumont will be back in the lineup for Regina.
Bridget Buell in the ball game, a senior for West Branch. Again, looks to be about 5'11". So again, more size for West Branch coming into the ball game.
Sasha Koenig, top of the key, picks up her dribble, gives it the left on the left wing for Young. Young skip pass for Koenig, who makes the catch at the highest point, triggers up a right wing 3, and knocks it down. Tatum Koenig is single-handedly keeping the Bears in the game in this first quarter.
And that was a real athletic catch by her to keep the ball from going out of bounds. And literally off of the catch, she shot the three-pointer.
And on the other end, Mary Crompton off the dribble buries a 3. Back to a 19-12, or back to a 7-point lead for Regina. It's 19-12. Koenig on the right wing to Sasha Koenig. Crossover dribble. Gardy picks her pocket. A steal for Regina. Dumont with the basketball. Into the front court, she pushes. Crompton in the right corner. Thought about a 3. Doesn't take it. Now Alexa Lehman finds Alex Weiss. Weiss on the right lane. Her shot off the mark, but it's gathered with a long rebound for Dumont. Now top of the key, Crompton triggers up a 3 off the front of the iron and out. Rebound taken down by Bridget Buell. Koenig on the other end. Her pass for Sasha is tipped off of her fingers and out of bounds. That's a turnover. Regina basketball.
You mentioned it's that last rebound by Abby Freehoff. I have that as the first rebound of the first quarter for West Branch. Regina getting a lot of offensive rebounds. And, again, only one rebound of the first quarter here with 30 seconds left.
Ellie Gann and Katie Dunn have checked into the game. Right away, Katie Dunn driving right of the lane gets fouled, kind of hip checked on the floor by Bridget Buell. So baseline inbound play upcoming for the Regals. 26.4 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Wallace gets the inbound pass. Corner three off the mark, but fight for the rebound, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow will belong to, I thought it would be West Branch.
Yeah, there was been basically, yeah, I agree.
I think it's West Branch. Yeah, it's the... The scoreboard says Regina. It should be West Branch. I don't know if they switched it. Yeah. So West Branch basketball.
Just didn't get the tip. And again, the West Branch coach, you know, not pleased. But again, one of the Regina assistants was basically West Branch basketball, because again, there was the opening tip and then one jump ball. So again, alternate possession. It should be West Branch's ball. 19 seconds left here in a fast-paced first quarter.
Tatum Kanan gets a screen top, the key from Buell. Dribbles on the right wing, harassed by Dumont, who steals the basketball away with 10 seconds. Into the front court with 7. Left wing for Wallace with 5. Top of the key. Now she dribbles. Finds Dumont with 2, and it's tipped out of bounds off of the fingertips of Dumont with 0.6 seconds left. And we'll see if West Branch will just dribble out the first quarter or they will attempt to heave. We'll find out. Sasha Koenig will inbound. Into the front court. That's how the first quarter will end, as Riley Vaughn catches it and dribbles out the first quarter clock. 19-12, the Regina lead over West Branch. After one quarter of a play, we'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their winter tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
Begin the second quarter of play. Regina has a 7-point lead in the basketball. Weiss back into the game, has it high post to the free throw line. One dribble, kicks it corner. Dumont for 3, left corner. She knocks it home.
No, but again, that's off of Weiss. They fake a couple handoffs. She goes to the basket. They collapse. She kicks it out to Dumont. So again, Weiss rebounding, scoring, assisting, doing a little of everything.
Sasha Koenig, crossover dribble, gets to the elbow, kicks it to Tatum Koenig into the corner. It's Vaughn for 3, way off the mark. Rebound for Wallace. Regals with the basketball, a 10-point lead. Dumont sets the offense. Weiss to the right wing, finds Crompton. Into the corner. It's Gann, now top of the key. Wallace for 3, and she knocks it down. 13-point lead for Iowa City Regina, and a timeout taken by West Branch. 25-12 the lead, 7:08 remaining in the first half.
Well, 5 3-pointers by Regina, 2 by Crompton, 1 by Dumont, 2 by Kennedy Wallace. So, again, a quick start to the quarter. West Branch has not scored in the first 52 seconds, but Regina, 6 points, 2 3-pointers. So, again, a good timeout by West Branch.
25-12 the lead for Iowa City Regina. They've pulling away with some separation here in the second quarter with a barrage of 3-point shots.
Well, that was one of our points pregame, was again, can West Branch keep up on the offensive end? We mentioned that again, the first two games against Regina, they were held to below 40. Now it looks like some type of half-court trap here.
Tatum Koenig dribbles to the right wing, nearly carries it. Looking for an outlet, is trapped, and nearly finds Sasha Koenig, but the ball's tipped around, stolen in the front court. Dumont all alone, layup is up and good. She's fouled. She'll step to the free throw line to try to complete a 3-point play.
Well, again, Coach Wallace does something unique out of that first quarter break, and it was kind of like a 2-1-2, but they were going to go after Koenig, and they made her give up the ball, and they got a piece of it, got the turnover, got the ball up to Grayson Dumont. She scores and draws the foul.
So Dumont will step to the free throw line to try to extend the lead out to 16. And she does that. She completes the three-point play, 28-12, the lead for Regina.
That's 6 points in the quarter for Dumont.
So 2-1-2 trap once again. Ball across half court to Koenig. Koenig gets trapped, and a ball stolen away once again by Dumont. Dumont into the front court, finds Weiss, cutting the lane, kicks it corner, stolen away by West Branch. Tatum Koenig with the basketball. She'll drive to the short corner left, and she's hip-checked on the floor by Grayson Dumont. A side out upcoming for West Branch. .627 remaining first half, 16-point lead for Regina. Koenig into the corner, Young for three, and that's off the front of the iron, backboard and out, rebound for Weiss. Now Wallace into the front court, Gann short corner, backdoor feeds, kicked out of bounds, block-to-block pass was kicked out of bounds by West Branch. Regina basketball, baseline inbound play upcoming.
Well, this is a key stretch for West Branch. Again, they've fallen down 16 points, so again, they need to try to cut into that Regina lead.
Weiss on the left block, goes to work with the right hand, and she travels before she got the shot up. West Branch basketball.
That's one thing Weiss is, I think they list her at, 6 foot. I don't know if that's a little generous or not. So she does a lot of good things, but against, that 6 foot, 6'1 size, maybe just a little trouble there finishing a few times.
Koenig with an NBA range 3-point shot off the mark, long rebound for Crompton. Behind the back dribble, top of the key, thought about a three, instead goes with a crossover, gets to the basket, left hand layup, no good. Fight for the rebound, taken down by Sasha Koenig, but stolen away by Crompton, who goes up with the right hand, lays it up and in. 30-12, the lead for Regina. 5:36 remaining in the first half.
Now West Branch desperate for a basket here, still have not scored here in the second quarter.
Tatum Koenig on the left wing, pulls up, short corner, 15-foot jumper off back iron, no good. Gann with a rebound, and she's fouled in the backcourt.
Now nice rebound by Gann off the bench.
The foul goes on Kaya Lunekis as Alexa Lehman checks back in the lineup for Ellie Gann.
Again, that is Ellie Gann, as you mentioned, two Gann sisters playing for Regina.
Checking back into the lineup is Taylor Tyne for West Branch. Guardy, top of the key, high post for Weiss. Weiss at the elbow, now middle of the lane, 15-foot jumper off back iron. The rebound taken down by Tyne. Koenig now the other way in transition. Crossover dribble at the elbow, kicks it back to Tyne. Left wing three off back iron. Rebound fought for and gathered by Wallace, who's fouled in the backcourt.
It almost looked like that could have been a jump ball.
Oh, it was. It was a jump ball.
It was jump ball. Alternate possession there.
Alternate possession is with Regina. 4:55 remaining in the first half. Weiss at the high post, right elbow. Hands off to Wallace. Wallace dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it corner for Alexa Lehman, and her three off the mark. Rebound taken down by Freehoff, and she's fouled in the backcourt. That foul is going to go against Lauren Guardy.
Well, again, a wide-open look by Lehman in the quarter, not able to get it in. And then number 14, Lauren Guardy, fouls. I think it was free off there going for the rebound.
Sasha Koenig, left wing. High post, it's Tatum Koenig. Kicks it into the corner for Tyne for three, way off the mark. Rebound taken down by Weiss.
And we talked about the need for West Branch to have different players step up, and so far they just haven't got that second or third scoring threat.
Guardy to Lehman, short corner. Now Wallace back to Guardy between the circles. Crompton on the right wing. Two dribbles to the free throw line. Now gives it back to Wallace for three, right wing. No good, but Lehman gets the rebound. Keeps it alive for Regina. Crompton on the left wing. Skip pass from Wallace. Gets to the basket. Layup with the left hand is off the mark, but they're going to get a foul. They're going to get the foul on Sasha Koenig. On the floor.
That's the sixth West Branch team foul, so one more foul and Regina will be in the bonus.
Grayson Dumont into the Regina lineup. Lauren Guardy takes a seat. Inbound to Alexa Lehman, who goes up with the right hand, no good. With a shot, Sasha Koenig with the rebound. In the corner, it's Tatum. Pulls up, 15-foot short corner jumper, and she knocks it down. Those are the first 2 points of the second quarter.
It was
West
the
Branch.
First two, yes.
30-14, the lead for Regina. Mary Crompton on the right wing. Now Weiss swings it left wing for Wallace, and now
offensive
a foul.
Foul.
Offensive away from the basketball. It's going to be called on Regina. And it's on Alexa Lehman.
Well, again, so far the officiating has been really solid. You know, you haven't noticed it. A few calls here and there. Nobody in the bonus yet with just about 3 minutes left to go.
Koenig's pass stolen away by Weiss in the backcourt. Now Regina in the front court. It's Dumont who will slow things down. 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Lexa Lehman on the right wing. Finds Wallace. Now rotates it left. Crompton, who will dribble back out top of the key and give off to Wallace. Now Dumont, top of the key. She drives left lane, gets her pocket pick. Ball is loose, and it was last touched out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touched by Abby Freehoff. So Regina basketball.
Well, I think they were saying Freehoff was out of bounds. Again, two players going for the ball. Both, probably parts of them, were out of bounds, so a tough call for the officials.
Crompton gets the inbound pass, her three, no good. Ball rebound taken by Young, who goes to the basket, coast to coast, lays it up and in with the right hand.
Well, maybe that'll get Tay Young on track. That's her first basket.
Lehman's shot way off the mark on the other end. Kane gets the rebound. Now finds Tyne. 2:33 remaining in the first half, 30-16 the lead. Sasha Koenig, other end, three way off the mark from the right wing. And Alex Weiss pulls down the rebound, and Jeff Wallace will take a timeout with 2:24 remaining in the first half. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYN.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc Bob Bobbergear? Digital Doc buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
30-16, Iowa City Regina leads West Branch, 2:24. Remaining in the first half. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson. Jeff Downing is our producer back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Dumont in the front court for the Regals. Hands off to Gann. Now Crompton between the circles. She picks up her dribble. Finds Weiss at the free throw line. Shot fake for Weiss. Goes right of the lane. Short corner. It's Wallace. Skip past Gann. Top of the key. She goes with a shot fake. Goes right of the lane. Her shot well off the mark. Rebound tipped into the hands of Tane of Koenig. Back the other way come the Bears. It's Tyne in the short corner. Now Sasha Koenig, a right elbow jumper off the mark. Rebound taken down by Regina.
Now Sasha Koenig has not scored yet. Second leading scorer for West Branch. That'd be a huge help if she could get on track.
Kennedy Wallace will find Crompton. Now on the right wing, it's Gann. Gann a couple of dribbles. Swings it back right to Kennedy Wallace. Looks for a screen from Weiss. Gets it. Picks up her dribble out between the circles, being harassed by Koenig. And gives it to Dumont, who resets the offense. Now Crompton to the left wing. It's Gann. Gann on a skip pass to Dumont. She'll attack the dribble. Yeah. And as she came to a jump stop, shuffled her feet. That's a travel.
That's a strong defensive possession for West Branch. They gave Regina nothing there. Anytime they had the half step, they got in front of them and made them turn. And Regina usually very efficient running their offense, but that time good defense led into a Regina travel.
Sasha Koenig on the right wing. 58 seconds remaining in the first half. Tatum now top of the key. Trap defense here for Regina as Koenig goes all the way to the basket. Her layup off the mark. Rebound taken down by Weiss.
Well, that was where Koenig wanted to go. Off the dribble, created an opportunity for herself. Got all the way to the backboard.
Backdoor pass for Wallace. Tipped a couple of times, but Weiss lays it up and in with a right hand. It's good. She's fouled. She'll step to the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play. What a strong play there by Alex.
It was, because that was basically a back pick and a lob or whatever you want to call it. And Freehoff was right there, and it was both Weiss and Freehoff going high for the basketball. Weiss managed to come down with it, and then one dribble to create a little space. And she was actually under the basket and come up, and she scores, was fouled, and makes the free throw. So a big three-point play by Regina after West Branch. You know, literally, we're down 14, had a chance to get within 12. Koenig misses a short shot. Regina comes down and gets a three-point play.
Let's see if West Branch plays for the last shot of the half. Sasha Koenig to the elbow, backs out on the right wing, skip past Tatum, corner three from the left corner, and she knocks it down.
Now that's where Regina just lost
track.
Badly
needed that one.
She just sat up in the corner, and again, Regina never came out and played her.
Now Weiss is three on the other end, no good, but she gets her own rebound but walks as she was driving towards the basket. So with 10.4 seconds remaining in the first half,
that's not
West
a,
Branch basketball.
That's not a good shot if you're Regina. Weiss, again, I'm not saying she can't shoot the three, but
has not made one this year.
With 10 seconds left, why would you take that shot?
Tatum Koenig on the right wing with four. Crossover dribble to the free throw line. Step back, and she gets her shot blocked by Grayson Dumont. As time expires in the first half, Regina will go to the locker room with a 33-19 lead over West Branch. What we're going to do right now, we'll step aside for 3 minutes. We'll come back with our halftime report. You're listening to high school basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Dear overpriced grilled cheese, you've changed. Things were different in college, but now it's you I need to take a loan out for. And you're so clingy. I'm an adult now, and I need more than just, well, cheese. I need special sauce. This relationship is like you. Toast.
Let others know you've rediscovered your love for the always classic Big Mac. And for a limited time, try the Mac Jr. and the Grand Big Mac, all with that irresistible special sauce. At participating McDonald's.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times in 1 year. Save on 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage or conventional and an STP filter for $24.99 or an STP extended life filter for $2 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need.
Learn more about AutoZone Rewards at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
33-19, the Iowa City Regina lead over West Branch in this Class 2A regional semifinal, and a game that will decide who will take on Mediapolis and Danville in the regional final That game will be on Monday of next week. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson, and three-point shooting really the story for the Regals in the first half.
Well, and a little more balance from Regina. Again, they had Mary Crompton, you know, with 8 points, Grace Dumont, 6 points, Candy Wallace, 6 points, and Alex Weiss, 13 points. So again, you know, you're getting four different players stepping up and scoring. You know, then you look at West Branch, and again, Tatum Koenig has played exceptionally well, but in support of her, there's just Taya Young got a steal and made a laid up for her one basket, and then Abby Freehoff got a nice little dump pass down low and scored, but that's only 4 points, and those were the only points other than Tatum Koenig for West Branch.
And Aria, it's interesting because we talk about Regina, and you mentioned Alex Weiss. This team can beat you in several different ways. They can beat you from beyond the arc. They can beat you down low. Alex Weiss scored the first 6 points of the game for Regina. That stretches you down low. You give her more attention than Crompton and Wallace and Dumont and Gardy can start making shots. For West Branch, I'm doing the play-by-play here, and it almost seems like only two or three players max are touching the basketball for the Bears.
Well, and Sasha Koenig has not scored, and again, she's been the second leading scorer, and she's gotten some looks and things, so you expect her to convert. And like I say, Taya Young has kind of been their third threat, and she just has the one basket. So, you know, they had opportunities. You know what? Regina Cave had that early run in the second quarter, but to be honest, then went kind of cold. And West Branch did a much better job defending Weiss, made her work for things. She had a couple turnovers, contested shots that she missed. And West Branch came down and had some decent looks. But again, whether it be Tyne or Young or Sasha Koenig, none of them were able to really hit those big baskets. You know, West Branch kind of had a chance to get it down to single figures, but they had two, three, four possessions in a row where they got decent looks and didn't score. Rebounding, though, I have Regina. They had nine offensive rebounds, 19 rebounds for the first half. I don't have West Branch having any offensive rebounds and only seven defensive rebounds for the first half. So Regina out rebounding West Branch 19-7. And the turnover margin, both teams had four turnovers in that second quarter. But again, for the first half, West Branch 9 turnovers to just 6 for Regina. So almost every statistical category, you see Regina leading.
I think one of the interesting nuggets coming into the night was that since Regina gave up 75 points to City High, they're giving up an average of 35 points per game. They're really locking in defensively, and we have seen it tonight. Coach Wallace really is not afraid to go to several different defensive looks, and whether they've gone to the 2-2-1 trap, they've gone to the 1-3-1, they've gone to several exotic defenses, and it has really put West Branch into a bind and confused them.
Well, and again, it's such a nice job coming out of that first quarter break. Again, I think it was, like you said, kind of a 2-1-2, but you know, they kind of had Tatum Koenig let her come up the center and then really sent the two and double-teamed her, and again, that caused problems. I think about there were three turnovers in that first 2-3 minute stretch. And again, Regina would cut down and convert on their end. So again, man-to-man and some zone and different players guarding. Tatum Koenig so good, and we saw Mary Crompton on her a little bit, but we also saw Kendi Wallace, I think Lauren Gardy a little bit, even Grayson Dumont. And all those, you know, with the size 5'8", 5'5", 5'8", 5'8", you know, again, Sasha Koenig's about 5'6". So, again, decent size. And that last play of the half, Koenig has a really good step-back jumper. But, you know, obviously Regina has seen that, and they actually stepped out with her and blocked the last shot of the second quarter.
Having said all of that, you look up at the scoreboard, and West Branch is still an arm's length away from being in this basketball game, trailing by 14. But they, Regina really sped them up offensively. They got to settle down in the second half and kind of get some of those nerves out of the way and run their offense.
Well, it is. It's kind of both games, you know. It's not like Regina's blown them out or anything. It's just kind of been a slow, steady progression. And, you know, Regina outscored them by 7 the first quarter, outscored them by 7 in the second quarter for that 14-point lead. And like you say, West Branch has opportunities. It's just that, you know, they got to put the ball in the basket, and they need someone other than Tatum Koenig to step up and help. You know, Tatum's had a strong first half, but again, only 4 points by players other than Koenig.
33-19, the Iowa City Regina lead. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. And Eric, we're going to have another game in just about 24 hours over at Iowa City High as the number one ranked team in the state. The City High Little Hawks will be taking on Burlington.
Well, and you need to play again. Now, they've been sitting for almost a week, and that's a long time, you know, this late in the season when you're playing two, three times a week. So in some ways you like the bye, but at the same time then a lot of teams are playing, and again, you're sitting. I know they had kind of a gray squad of boys that they practice against. I heard that they had a scrimmage. Again, the state allows you a certain number of scrimmages, and I believe it was with Marion. So Marion, a really good team. But I think, that's a smart move on Coach McTaggart's part with that much sitting. You know, you need a test, and Marion would give any team in the state a test. So, a good opportunity for City High in terms of both City High and Marion to have that scrimmage opportunity.
Of course, at this point of the year, we're kind of waiting and seeing when we're going to have games next week. So for our schedule, you can visit our website at kgymradio.com, and you will get our schedule through Sunday. Beyond that,
yeah,
we're not really sure this time of year.
There's a good chance, although I don't know what the boys' side is doing on Monday, but again, either Regina or West Branch is going to be playing down at Highland, so just a little stretch down the road, so we'll wait and see. That certainly could be a game on the South Gym. You know, again, that's a game to get to state. But like I say, the boys' tournament has started. Regina boys won the other night. And again, it moved that one more step forward, although they're not playing, I don't believe, anywhere near the Iowa City area for their next game. Although, again, as we get to tournaments, we're maybe a little more apt to travel outside the friendly confines of the Iowa City, Tiffin, Solon, West Branch coverage area.
Ready for the second half of play. It will be West Branch basketball. Young, Sasha Koenig, Kaya Lunekis, Abby Freehoff, and Tatum Koenig for West Branch. And right out of the gate, an over and back violation for West Branch and Regina basketball as they have Weiss, Dumont, Crompton, Gardy, and Wallace on the court for the Regals.
Was that little 2-1-2? And again, it's half court, but they went out and literally met Koenig at half court, and again, she must have got all body parts and ball across and then went back.
As Crompton drives the lane and she gets fouled, are they going to say it was on the floor? I think they will. First team foul of the second half against West Branch. Baseline inbound play upcoming for Regina.
Tatum Koenig is a great defensive player. She has the speed and quickness that sometimes she'll literally step through and steal the basketball. That time, though, again, created contact. I think it was with Mary Crompton. So, again, a defensive play that she makes a lot of the time, but that time it drew the foul.
Mary Crompton pulls up a deep left wing three. No good. Sasha Koenig with the long rebound for West Branch. Koenig into the front court, kicks it into the corner for Young. She drives baseline, pulls up 5-foot short corner runner, no good. Crompton with the rebound for the Regals. Mary Crompton will run the point, gets a high screen from Weiss, goes right of the lane, pulls back out on the right wing. 7:17 remaining third quarter. Crompton still dribbling. She's fouled on the floor by Tatum Koenig.
Two quick fouls here. I think both of them have been on Tatum Koenig to start the second quarter.
That is her third foul. Baseline inbound play upcoming for Regina.
No more, Tatum.
Weiss gets the ball. Right wing. Her wraparound pass stolen away by Young. Young back the other way. West for West Branch. Now Koenig left wing. Pulls up. 15-foot jumper. And it rattles home for Tatum Koenig. Back to a 12-point lead for Regina.
Well, again, Koenig, that time smart jump stop, pull up jump shot rather than taking it all the way to the basket. We can hear coach here hollering at her, no more, no more, and that's in regards to foul and maybe being overly aggressive on the defensive end.
Rotate pass to Wallace, left wing three, no good. Fight for the rebound, and they're going to get a foul over the back on Mary Crompton. That is a tough, tough call on Crompton.
Well, that, I don't want to say makeup call, but the call before the West Branch coach is on him pretty hard, and now that time on that end. And again, those bumps by Koenig, the second one wasn't a lot. And again, I don't know. I know officials would say there's no such thing as a makeup call, but there wasn't. That was two kids going for an offensive rebound, and hard to see any foul on that last play.
Tatum Koenig, she goes short corner left, and she gets hand checked by Kennedy Wallace.
Again, and that's right in front of the West Branch bench. It was a good call. Again, they were playing hands with the defense, and again, that's a good call. No question on the call, but again, you know, that's, again, a good job by the West Branch bench, having some discussions with the officials and wanting it on both ends of the floor.
Koenig behind the back dribble, left wing. Kicks it corner for Taya Young. Young guarded by Crompton. Two dribbles, top of the key for Sasha Koenig. She goes left of the lane, kicks it in the corner. Young for three, and she knocks it down. Back to a nine-point game.
3-20. What you're waiting for, again, someone other than Tatum Koenig, and Taya Young has shown that ability all season long.
Crompton loses the ball. Ball stolen away by Young. Young into the front court for West Branch. All the way to the basket. Goes up with the right hand. Misses the layup. The follow is off the mark, but a foul is going to be called as Kaya Lunekis was fouled, and she'll step to the free throw line to shoot two. That's a second quick foul. That one's going to go on against Grayson Dumont this time.
And that was actually Koenig with the offensive rebound trying to put it back up, and they call it in the act of shooting.
I thought that was Lunekis with the follow, but I guess it was Tatum Koenig who makes the first free throw. Koenig, a 78% free throw shooter. And now a timeout is taken by Coach Wallace. A full timeout for the second Koenig free throw. 5:45 remaining third quarter. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on KGYM.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, the sparse utility of the war years was ready to give way to the cheer of color in fashion, furniture, and of course, jewelry. Women from Hollywood starlet to housewife glowed with colored gemstones on ear, neck, and hand. Ruby red and emerald green, blue sapphire, purple amethyst, topaz, citron, aquamarine. Often these beauties were received happily in a Hertin and Stocker box. Now, as in those distant days, colored gemstones are again bringing cheer and joy. So come see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Tatum Koenig with one more free throw to cut it to a seven-point game. She does it. She makes them both. 33-26, the Regina lead. 5:44 remaining in the third quarter. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson. Winner gets the winner of Mediapolis and Danville. Crompton, top of the key for Wallace. Now Crompton between the circles. High post, it's Weiss. She goes left of the lane, goes up through contact, lays it up and in off the glass.
That's a big basket by Weiss coming off of a timeout. And again, just strength goes up and against Freehoff and scores.
Tatum Koenig, three on the other end, no good from the left wing. Grayson Dumont with the rebound.
That's a good look by Koenig from three-point line, just a little strong off the back of the iron.
Guardy out high. Now Wallace, top of the key for Crompton. Crompton to the basket, loses the ball, gathers it. Kicks it into the corner. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by West Branch. Baseline inbound play upcoming.
Well, a couple times Crompton has taken the ball down the lane and, again, not been able to really get it up and finish. That inside size of West Branch bothering Crompton.
Weiss with a basketball on the left block. Kicks it top of the key for Dumont. 4:51 remaining in the third quarter. Dumont resets. Now gives off to Crompton. Crompton pass to Wallace, now right block Weiss, who turns over her right shoulder, and they're going to get a walk on Alex Weiss.
Well, that's where, again, the inside size of West Branch has at times bothered Weiss. Again, she had that big first quarter with one, two, three, four, five baskets, but just two baskets since that big first quarter.
Now free off right of the lane, misses the layup, gets the rebound, and now falls to the floor. They're going to call a travel on Abby Freehoff.
Boy, that's where you'd like Abby to be able to finish that. She gets the ball in a good spot, just not able to finish. And, again, a battle for the rebound. Two players go to the floor, and Abby's out of bounds. So Regina basketball here with 4:23 left.
Wallace out high. Gets a screen from Weiss as she kicks it out of bounds. Lost the dribble, kicked it out of bounds.
Well, that's
West Branch basketball.
Fourth Regina turnover here of this quarter. So, again, West Branch defense had held Wilton to just 40 points, starting to bother the Regals a little bit.
Sasha Koenig out high. Right wing for Young. Back to Koenig between the circles. Backdoor feed is tipped and stolen away by Weiss. Saved by Lehman. Guardy the other way for Regina. 3:54 remaining third quarter. Now Crompton on the right wing. Being guarded closely by Koenig. Goes to the dribble. And is hedged top of the key and kind of body checked by Tatum Koenig. And
is that her fourth?
I think that's her fourth.
Yeah, it's so hard. You know, she's such a wonderful athlete and she's an exceptional defensive player. But she sees that little space and sometimes she tries to step through. And that time again, Crompton, a solid ball handler, able to maintain possession. And again, a kind of a collision there. And that's where West Branch coaching staff warned her, you know, no.
Now stolen away by Sasha Koenig into the front court. All alone, layup is up and good.
That's Sasha Koenig's first basket of the ball game.
She's really going to need to step up with Tatum on the bench. 3:30 remaining in the third quarter. Guardy out high. Now Crompton on the right wing. Gives it back to Guardy out high. We'll hand back off to Crompton. Crompton gets a screen top of the key. Goes to the dribble, short corner left. Now Weiss to the free throw line. Weiss goes up with the right hand, is fouled, and she'll step to the line to shoot two.
You know, one thing I've thought about here as we've watched this third quarter unfold is the fact that these teams have played twice. And, you know, there's almost, you can tell, a familiarity that each has with one another, almost knowing each other's offense and getting to spots and just making it tough for the other team to score.
Weiss's first free throw is good. Alex Weiss, a 70% free throw shooter on the season. She'll have one more. It's good. 37-28, back to a 9-point lead for Regina. So back to that 2-1-2 trap here. Sasha Koenig goes around Guardy. Gets it to Young on the right wing. She'll dribble baseline. Swings it to Tyne back into the corner for Young. She fires up a three, and she knocks it down.
Well, she did a nice job. She penetrated. She kicked the ball out and then got to the corner, and they found her there. So Taya Young starting to heat up for West Branch.
6-point lead for Regina. Tatum Koenig's on the bench. Wallace out high. Screen from Weiss. Goes left to the lane. Kicks in the corner. Guardy for three. No good. Five for the rebound taken down by Taya Young. Young back the other way for the Bears. To Tyne on the left wing. Back to Young, top of the key. Ball tipped is her pass. Stolen away by Guardy. Now Lehman all alone in the front court and gets her pocket picked as the ball goes out of bounds. Good defensive recovery by Sasha Koenig. Ball will stay right here with Regina as Grayson Dumont checks in. Kennedy Wallace will take a seat.
Hey, Sasha, you gotta work here.
Abby, get low.
Guardy inbounds it. On the right elbow to Lehman. Her entry pass to Weiss is kicked by Tyne.
Well, they had a little play set up off the inbounds pass to try to get it to the elbow, and then Weiss was looking to post up inside. But again, on the interior pass, kicked the ball by West Branch.
Ball inbounded to Weiss. Goes middle of the lane, lays it up, shot no good. Free off with a long rebound, but her pass stolen away by Guardy. And it will stay right here with Regina. Now Dumont under the basket lays it up and in with the right hand. 39-31 Regina.
That was a big exchange there. It looked like West Branch had the rebound but turned it over and led to a Regina score.
Taya Young in the corner. Kind of gets trapped there by Lehman. Swings it top of the key for Koenig. Koenig out high. You're being harassed now. Ball stolen away by Dumont. Dumont in the front court finds a trailing Weiss, lays it up with the right hand and in. Back to a 10-point lead, 1:34 remaining in the third quarter. Now Young to the left wing. Now drives right of the lane. Her shot off the mark. Lehman with a rebound. Guardy into the corner to Dumont. Back to Guardy left wing. Top of the key now for Weiss. Right wing for Crompton. Crompton rotates it left for Dumont. Now on the right block, it's Weiss. She goes up through contact. Her layup no good, but she's fouled. She'll shoot two.
Now Fryhoff doing a good job, but Weiss just really strong, and Fryhoff had her arms just a little forward, not quite straight up and down.
So Weiss will step back to the free throw line to shoot two with 104 remaining in the third quarter. And she makes the first. Ellie Gann and Kennedy Wallace in for Regina. Mary Crompton and Alexa Lehman take a seat.
Well, this could be, again, give you those starters. Just, you got 104 left in the quarter. Let them sit the rest of the quarter and the quarter break, and then bring them back in.
Bridget Buell and Lexi Peak check in for West Branch. Taya Young and Abby Freehoff take a seat as the second free throw is good by Alex Weiss. 43-31 Regina. Lead is 12 again. 2-1-2 trap is picking up her dribble is Sasha Koenig, and she gets her pocket picked, and she's down on the ground. Timeout taken by West Branch and their head coach, Jared Tiley. A full timeout. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. 43-31, the Regina lead. 55 seconds remaining in the third quarter. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
KZIA HD3 Cedar Rapids. This is the South Gym at 106.3 FM.
Welcome back to Iowa City Regina High School. Alex Kuhn, Eric Peterson, Iowa City Regina leading West Branch 43-31 in this Class 2A regional semifinal. Winner takes on the winner in the Mediapolis-Danville game. And at last report, Mediapolis leads Danville 33-24 at the half. West Branch basketball out of the timeout. 55 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 2-1-2 trap here from Regina as Koenig gets it in the front court. Her pass to the right block is tipped out of bounds.
You know, West Branch every time literally chooses to take it up the center of the floor, and you literally are dribbling it right into that trap. I wonder if they couldn't, you know, try to get it to the side or do something a little different, because, again, it's really bothered West Branch.
Koenig gets it out top of the key, peek back to Sasha Koenig. 42 seconds remaining, third quarter. Sasha Koenig into the corner. It's tying for three, and she knocks it down. Back to a 9-point game. West Branch is finding a way to keep this game within arm's length. Wallace out high to Dumont. Now left wing, it's Gann.
Well, this is where 21 seconds left. I'd hold it for the last shot, but last time...
Looks like that's what they're going to do.
Well, last time they took a shot with about 10 seconds left and gave West Branch an additional opportunity. We'll see here. Now inside of 10 seconds.
Wallace, top of the key. Now Gann pulls up with six, or 15-foot jumper, no good. Tipped around and out of bounds. Last touch by Alex Weiss. West Branch basketball.
Well, not a bad look there for Regina. Got it in there, and there was about 6 seconds left when she took the shot.
So 3 seconds remaining. Kana gets the inbound pass with two. Into the front court, gets off a heave at the buzzer off the backboard and out. That's how the third quarter will end. After three quarters of play, 43-34, the Regina lead. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings and velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of past and present is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 8 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate, One of them is always there.
43-34, the Regina lead. We begin the fourth quarter of play. Regina with the basketball. Dumont out high to Wallace. Now Gann between the circles. Gives it to Crompton on the right wing. Guarded by Sasha Koenig. Tatum Koenig still on the bench with four fouls. Weiss now free throw line jumper off back iron. Long rebound kept alive by Dumont. Now Crompton. She goes short corner, pulls up 5 feet. Smooth as silk. She knocks it down. Nothing but the bottom of the net.
Again, just not being able to get defensive rebounds has killed West Branch.
Taya Young goes short corner. Wild shot off the mark. Long rebound by Dumont for Regina. Now Crompton triggers up left wing. Three off the back of the iron. No good. Tyne with a rebound.
That may have been a quick shot. I know it's your leading scorer, but again, you're up by 11. And again, you know, just a pass and a long three-pointer.
Now Young with a three. Well short. And Weiss with a rebound on the other end. And she finds Wallace streaking towards the basket. Wide open layup up and good with a right hand. 47-34. And at what point you got to bring Tatum Koenig back in the game?
You got to bring her back now. You're 13 points down here, 6:50. You can't wait.
Taya Young, right corner. Ball tipped and gathered. Now swings it to Tyne, left side, and she's fouled in the short corner by Kennedy Wallace.
And here
that's
Tatum
her
Koenig
third foul.
Comes to the scorer's table.
So free off and Tatum Koenig back into the game. Jared Tyler saying, Tatum, do not foul. No matter what you do, as Lunekis and Bridget Buell check out for West Branch, for Regina, Gann and Wallace will take a seat. Gardy and Lehman back in. Ball inbounded out high to Tyne. Now Tatum Koenig between the circles sets the offense. Koenig, crossover dribble, spin over her right shoulder, kicks it to free off in the corner. Now Koenig. Koenig to Tyne, left wing three, way off the mark. It'll go out of bounds and back to Regina.
Now again, a key point of the ball game. Regina off to a quick start here to have their lead back up to 13 points with 6:23. Be interesting, Koenig right now guarding Gardy, and again, Gardy has not scored, so that might be a smart decision by West Branch to shuffle Koenig off on maybe, again, a lesser threat or a less aggressive offensive threat. Again,
Riley Vaughn will check in. Tatum Koenig will take a seat. They're going to go offense for defense with her. Weiss gets the inbound pass. She goes up through contact, gets fouled, and she'll step to the line to shoot two as she came streaking across the lane. Her shot's off the mark, but she'll step the free throw line again where she has been quite a bit here this evening.
That's the fourth foul there for, I think that was free off, they were saying. Again, trying to hear the announcers through the headsets.
Weiss at the free throw line, and she misses the first.
Well,
Tatum Koenig back in the game.
Has been solid from the free throw line throughout the game.
Riley Vaughn checks out as Bridget Buell checks in. Free off will take a seat with four fouls.
Now, West Branch, that is the sixth team foul. So, again, the possibility for Regina to be on the line for quite a bit of this fourth quarter.
Weiss, the second free throw is good. 48-34, 6:09 remaining. Koenig dribbles right into the middle of that 2-2-1 trap. She'll go right to the lane, lay it up and in off glass. Excellent play right there by Tatum Koenig.
She went through four players to get to there. Again, that's where if you're Coach Wallace, you know, you're almost double-teaming her and then bringing help in addition. And Koenig, again, just a wonderful athlete, gets through all that defense and gets to the backboard.
Weiss off a shot fake, and she walked again as she went towards the basket on the right of the lane. Didn't like the call, but that was clear travel there. West Branch basketball. Young into the front court. Trying to get out of that pressure. Finds Koenig short corner right, who's harassed to Sasha Koenig. Down low to Buell. Buell with a catch. On the right block, kicks it top of the key for Young. Young with a shot fake. Back to Sasha. Sasha dribbles to the right elbow. Finds Koenig. Or Tatum, left wing for Young. Off the back of the iron with a three. No good. Rebound taken down by Crompton. Now Gardy into the front court for Dumont. Her three is off the mark. Sasha Koenig with the rebound.
I know they're the running Regals, and I know I'm conservative, but they've had a couple possessions where it's been one pass shot.
And now on the other end, Sasha Koenig all to the way of the basket, lays it up and in. Back to a 12-point game, and a timeout is taken. A full timeout taken by West Branch, I should say. 10-point game, 48-38 the lead for Regina with 4:58 remaining. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
A pair of Class 5A regional semifinal tournament games come your way this Saturday night on KGYM. 6:45 will be the pregame time. 1600 AM and 107.5 will have the third meeting of the year between Kennedy and Washington. Meanwhile, the South Gym, 106.3, will have number one City High hosting Burlington. The winners move to the regional finals next Tuesday. That's 5A girls regional semifinal basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Kennedy and Washington on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And Burlington and City High on 106.3 FM. Saturday night starting at 6:45 on KGYM.
4:58 remaining. Regina with a 10-point lead and the basketball. Crompton into the front court, breaks the token pressure by West Branch. Now Crompton left block, bobbles the ball, gathers it short corner right, swings it to the top of the key to Dumont. Dumont hands off to Crompton. Now Gardy out high. Gardy will hand off to Dumont. It looks like they were trying to run clock, but Koenig with the steal goes up through contact, lays it up and in. 8-point lead for Regina.
Well, that's just when Sasha Koenig stepped through there, and nice steal, and scored the layup.
Just when we think West Branch is out of the game, they find a way to cut it back to 8, and they've done it again. Dumont out high to Wallace, now left wing for Crompton. Crompton being guarded by Sasha Koenig. Goes to the dribble. Hands off to Dumont. With 4 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter, she picks up her dribble out high. Rotates it right to Gardy. Gardy to Crompton out high. Now Wallace. To Dumont between the circles on the right wing. It's Crompton. As Regina continuing to run clock. Just passing it around the perimeter.
Sasha Koenig is starting to get a little gas. She's been playing great defense, but you can tell now both hands on her knees.
Dumont, guarded by Sasha Koenig, being hedged at the top of the key. And the catch of the perimeter continues. It's handoff and catch. Gardy out high. And now a foul is going to be called finally. They must have run a minute and a half off the clock.
You got to be a little careful there. They went at her with two hands and a push. And again, the coach is hollering to foul. Again, you got to be a little careful if you're not making a play on the ball, not to get that intentional foul. But again, they wanted to foul number 14.
Lauren Gardy, a 65% free throw shooter at the line for a 1-1 opportunity. With 3:21 remaining, her free throw is off the mark. Rebound taken down by Tatum Koenig. Koenig into the front court, pulls up from NBA range, off the front of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Crompton with 3:12 remaining.
Again, that's not a horrible shot. I know she came down NBA range, but again, that's your best player, and again, she had an open look.
Wallace out high, being harassed, backdoor feed. Now Weiss off the touch pass from Dumont, has a wide open layup with a right hand, back to a 10-point lead for Regina.
So much pressure out front. When they finally got the ball down to the baseline, Weiss was open cutting to the basket.
Now Buell at the free throw line with a catch. Now kicks it into the corner for Tyne. Rotates the top of the key. Koenig, she pulls up. 15-foot jumper off front of the iron. No good. Sasha with a rebound. Lays it back up and in. With 2:32 remaining, a timeout taken by West Branch. And it will be a 30-second timeout. We will keep it right here.
Well, West Branch keeps battling and keeps hanging in there. Again, they opted to foul, and again, a good decision. They fouled Lauren Gardy, and she missed the front end of a one-on-one, and they came down, and Sasha Koenig, now that's 6 points here in this fourth quarter. So, again, West Branch staying close, 50-42 with 2:32 left.
Winner.
We'll see again, and with Gina getting the ball, I'm sure West Branch will be in full court pressure. The question is, if Regina breaks that and gets in that half court set, will they look to foul again, and can they be patient, and can they wait till the ball gets to Gardy to potentially foul?
Weiss, a 70% shooter. Crompton, an 89% shooter. Dumont, a 70% shooter. Gardy at 65%. Kennedy Wallace at 56%. So Gardy into the front court. Ball stolen away by West Branch. It's Young as the ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Regina.
Well, again,
Bears basketball.
Again, has been playing great defense, very aggressive. And again, Regina not about half court. And West Branch steps in and deflects the ball and gets the turnover.
Tatum Koenig will inbound the ball, looking for an outlet. Can't find one. Throws in the backcourt to no one in particular. Young and Wallace race for it. Young gathers it in the backcourt. And now she gets in the front court through contact. No call. Sasha Koenig out high. Slows things down. Sets the offense. Now triggers up a three and buries it. 5-point game. 50-45, the Regina lead. Now Crompton in the backcourt to Weiss with 2 minutes. Weiss out high. Gives off to Crompton. Inside of 2 minutes to play. She'll hand off to Dumont, back to Crompton on the left wing. Now we'll see. Well, Gardy with a basketball, might be somebody to foul. Instead, she gives it back to Crompton. Crompton out between the circles, 1:41 remaining.
Well, we didn't see there was a play where Tatum Koenig was on the floor in West Branch bench wanting an offensive foul.
Now Weiss, middle of the lane, layup is wide open and good. 90 seconds remaining. Now Koenig on the other end for three. Right wing, and she knocks it down again. 4-point game and a timeout. 1:17 remaining.
Well, again, West Branch just keeps scratching and clawing. And again, Sasha Koenig with what? 9 points this quarter, buried the last 3-point attempt. Tatum Koenig coming off of after Weiss had made a basket, and you think maybe that might be the dagger, but Tatum Koenig comes back and hits the three. So 1:17 left, 4-point Regina lead. Although, again, smart timeout by West Branch, but that is West Branch's last timeout, so they cannot stop the clock again.
So with that lineup that was out there for Regina, West Branch is in a situation where they're going to need to foul. 17 fouls for West Branch, so Regina will be in the 1-1.
Yeah, two more possessions where if they foul, then Regina would be again shooting the 1-1, not two. So I think, again, with 1:17 left, you play full court and at least see if you can't get a steal up till half court. If they get past half court, then I think you foul.
But if you're Jared Tiley, are you telling your team, okay, if Mary Crompton gets the basketball, probably don't foul her. But if Lauren Gardy or Kennedy Wallace or Grayson Dumont get the ball, foul?
I think so. Maybe not till half court. Again, everyone's different. It might be foul immediately if it's Gardy. It might be, others. But again, they've stolen the ball 2-3 times by, just playing it straight up.
Crompton gets the inbound pass. Dribbling around into the front court. It's Weiss at the top of the key. Now corner for Dumont. Back to Weiss. Weiss to Crompton out between the circles. Travel, no call. We'll hand off to Wallace, and now they're going to trap her, but she gets rid of it. Back to Crompton. 58 seconds remaining, and now they're going to have to foul Crompton.
Crompton almost was an offensive foul. I mean, she pushed off, and it looks like she moved her feet there, and no call. It could have been possible an offensive call, possibly a travel. I know as officials you don't want to impact the game, but a no call there was a tough route to go. And now Crompton is fouled, and she's at the free throw line shooting 1-1.
Crompton, an 89% free throw shooter, will step to the line for 1-1, and she makes the first. So 5-point lead.
Well, West Branch coach has the official right in front of us, and he's on the official. That was a travel. And again, obviously the official didn't see it, but I would agree with the West Branch coach there.
Crompton makes them both 6-point lead.
You know, that's a huge call. If they call a travel, you know, West Branch would have possession of the ball down four.
Now Sasha Koenig, coast to coast, lays it up and in with the right hand. 46 seconds left. Now in the backcourt, it's Crompton. Finds Dumont into the front court. Now you want to foul her if you can, and not Tatum Koenig, as now she's going over her right shoulder, and a timeout is called by Jeff Wallace with 34 seconds left. Now Koenig wasn't going to foul, but I think that West Branch is waiting for a foul call.
I think so. I mean, they were going hard off of the basketball. And, again, good job by Regina, you know, taking the ball, being strong, a couple times pivoted through there, not allowing themselves to be tied up. Because if I see the possession arrow from here, it's West Branch ball on a tie up there. So Coach Wallace saw that he had a player in trouble, did a good job of calling timeout.
54-50. West Branch, a number of times, has been down as many as 16 points, and they've clawed their way back into it. They trail by four.
Well,
just when you think they were out of the game, they come back, and yep, they trail by four with a chance. They're going to be on defense here out of the timeout. They're going to have to foul pretty quickly.
Well, yeah, 34 seconds. Obviously, you go for the steal, and maybe, again, if Crompton gets the ball, you try to make her give it up, but you can't wait too long. But, boy, that last possession was key, whether that was a travel or no travel, offensive foul, no offensive foul. Again, if that call goes West Branch's way, they have possession of the basketball, down only four. Now Regina kept the basketball, ran a little clock, and again, still has possession with 34 seconds left.
Kennedy Wallace will inbound.
You have a timeout if you're Regina.
She gets it into Crompton, who is fouled by Sasha Koenig, who is going for the basketball. And Crompton will go to the free throw line.
And that's, you got to call that.
There's, you have to.
It's tough. There's been contact a couple different times and stuff. But, you know, I guess, the frustrating thing, if you're West Branch, you felt there was a call that you didn't get. That the officials might have missed, but that one, there's enough contact there, you've got to make the call.
But just so you don't want to the free throw line, Mary Crompton.
Just
a 90% free throw shooter. First one is good, nothing but the bottom of the net.
And that is, again, the 19th foul, so any foul after this is two shots for Regina. And again, West Branch, as I mentioned before, no timeout, so they cannot stop the clock if they make a basket on the other end.
She makes them both, 6-point game again. Tatum Koenig into the front court. Out of the top of the key, step back. Now Young into the corner to Tyne. 26 seconds left. They got to get a shot up quickly. Now Tatum Koenig for three, left wing, off the back of the iron. And a fight for the rebound, save, but right into the hands of Mary Crompton with 17 seconds left. And now she's going to be fouled by Tyne with 14.
You know, I just, all credit to West Branch here. They have fought.
They really have battled.
Again, you know, they maybe don't have the balance Regina has, although, again, Sasha Koenig has had a great fourth quarter. 11 points for her. Tatum Koenig has 5 points this quarter. Again, West Branch, like I say, they got within four. And, again, the potential to have a possession to get to two or one, and it, again, just didn't work out.
Crompton's first free throw is good. 7-point game, 14 seconds remaining.
Well, Coach Wallace, in reading the Gazette this morning, again, talked about the concern of playing a team a third time, and he knew what a challenge this would be for his Regina Regal basketball team.
Tatum Koenig in the front court pulls up from deep, top of the key, no good. Rebound by Wallace with 8 seconds left. She'll dribble it out, and Iowa City Regina is going to advance to the Class 2A regional final. They'll take on the winner of Mediapolis and Danville. We'll get you an update on that game when we come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards Program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times in 1 year. Save on 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage or conventional and an STP filter for $24.99 or an STP Extended Life filter for $2 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Learn more about AutoZone Rewards at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
A pair of Class 5A Regional Semifinal Tournament games come your way this Saturday night on KGYM. 6:45 will be the pregame time. 1600 AM and 107.5 will have the third meeting of the year between Kennedy and Washington. Meanwhile, the South Gym 106.3 will have number one City High hosting Burlington. The winners move to the regional finals next Tuesday. That's 5A Girls Regional Semifinal Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Kennedy and Washington on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And Burlington and City High on 106.3 FM. Saturday night starting at 6:45 on KGYN.
Eric, there's this gif on Twitter where the former wrestler Triple H in WWE is laying on his back, and all of a sudden you think he's dead or he's knocked out, and he gets back up and he's got this death look in his eyes. And that was the West Branch Bears tonight. They dropped a contest against Regina 58-50. What a great game that we got, and it just time and time and time again, Regina would get up 10, 15 points. West Branch cut it to as few as four, but a couple of free throws from Mary Crompton down the stretch were the difference.
Well, did Crompton 6, 7 free throws down the stretch there for Regina. And again, West Branch, you know, outscored Regina 15-10 in the third quarter, 16-15 in the fourth quarter. So again, you know, outplayed Regina in that second half. And again, you know, they finally got it within 10. Then all of a sudden it was 8. And then all of a sudden it was 4. And again, hate to harp back to that one situation, but again, if you're a Regina fan, you probably thought it wasn't a travel and there wasn't contact. If you're a West Branch fan or the coach staff, you thought we should have had possession of the basketball down 4 with about 40 seconds left. But you know, all credit to West Branch. Tatum Koenig, 22 points. Sasha Koenig, 13. And again, double figures in the fourth quarter. But again, Regina, Alex Weiss, 26 points. Just a huge night for Weiss. Although, again, after that quick start, again, West Branch made her work for everything. And then Mary Crompton, 16 points. And again, I think 6 free throws there in the fourth quarter, and again, 4 straight down the stretch where, again, West Branch had no chance. But even then, if I think back to those last couple minutes, again, Tatum Koenig had about 3 three-point looks, and again, they were from downtown, but they were good looks, and all of them were right on line, right on the basket, but either just a tad short or a tad long, and they'd come off. And again, boy, if one of those could have dropped, it would have been a heck of a ball game. Well, it was a heck of a ball game.
It really was. So the bad news is where Tatum Koenig's high school career of us broadcasting her is done. The good news is the Missouri Valley Conference and the Bradley Braves are getting a heck of a player, and it's going to be fun to see her college career progress.
Well, it is. It's got to be tough. You know, she's to watch her improvement as we have gone through. I remember, you know, hearing talk of her back when Ben Balbinot and I were doing this when she was like a freshman, sophomore, and that colleges were looking at her. And I remember thinking, geez, not 100% sure. But then as you watched her play this year and her athletic talents, again, 5'6". So, again, you know, not one of those 5'8", 5'9 guards, 5'6". But she's just so talented, and both offensively, defensively, assists. You know, when they shoot or rebounding on free throws, she's playing down low into the basket. And one of the 6-footers is farther out because they just know that, again, she's going to be aggressive and go get the basketball. And, again, and her sister is starting to show some of those signs. Again, you know, West Branch, Sasha Koenig, a freshman, Taya Young, a freshman. So, you know, they have some young kids coming up here that are showing a lot of talent. I mean, it'll be hard to replace, Tatum Koenig, but at the same time, you know, the future. And again, I thought the coaching staff for West Branch, both coaching staffs did a great job, but you can just see, again, this was the third time around, and, you know, they really knew what each other were going to do. And, you know, West Branch was switching almost every screen, and they put great defensive pressure. I had Regina 5 turnovers in the third, only 3, but 14 turnovers for the ball game. West Branch struggled with turnovers through three quarters. I did not have them with a turnover in the fourth quarter, so 15. Regina held a pretty decided advantage on the backboards. I had Regina with 29 rebounds. And again, really early in the game, Regina got a lot of putback opportunities. West Branch did a better job of cleaning that up, but I had Regina with a 29-16 rebound advantage.
So for Regina, they move on to face the winner of Mediapolis and Danville. And after three quarters at last update, Mediapolis had a 7-point lead, 49-42. But this team is used to being in this position. They want to get to the state tournament, and they want to win a couple of games, because in the past they've gotten to the state tournament, they've won a game, and then they fall in the semifinals. But this is a team that is kind of hungry to erase that.
Well, it is. I mean, they've had the talent, for the last several years, gotten down to state. And again, they have, the two key threats with Crompton and Weiss. And again, if Kendi Wallace can come off and help, and Grayson Dumont both help tonight. But they only had four kids score. So again, if they can get maybe another player to step up and hit a couple baskets. But again, kind of the same is true for West Branch. Again, Tatum and Sasha Koenig. Taya Young did step up and hit 8 points in the third quarter when West Branch made that nice run to get back in the ball game. So again, I think great things are ahead for Taya Young as well as she continues to progress. Now the key for West Branch is, again, these kids, I'm assuming they're multiple sports in some way, shape, or form. You want them to do that, but you want them to, kind of play as much basketball as they can. There was certainly improvement by their post players and things, but again, if they could get a little more of a post present inside. Defensively, those kids did a nice job. I mean, after Weiss had the big first half or first quarter, they did a nice job of stepping up and making things much harder. But again, they need just a little more of an offensive presence, because they shoot the three ball well and they stretch the defense, so a lot of times they get the ball inside, just not able to finish.
So Regina moves to 20-4 on the season, and they're going to head to the regional final, where they will take on the winner of Mediapolis and Danville. And should we bring on our friend Matt from Liberty?
Sure. How are we doing, guys?
We're doing good. Our assistant coach joining us here. And coach, it's got to be very difficult to beat a team that good three times in a season.
Oh, it is. And that's one thing we stress to our girls is, for one, this is a rivalry game. Two, it's postseason time, and three, we beat them twice, but that doesn't mean anything. Wilton beat this team twice as well. And we saw how West Branch came back and was able to beat them in that third match, that third game. And tonight we just couldn't overlook them, and our girls didn't. It's just they're good. West Branch is a good team, and give them credit. It's not just Tatum. It's other girls that are stepping up for them as well now, and they grew as a team throughout the course of the season.
How have you guys grown as a team throughout the season? Early on, you're missing Mary, and you really held it together, because I talked about this. You guys played Incarnate Word from St. Louis, one of the best programs in the state of Missouri, hung in there, but things have kind of really taken off since you got Mary back, and you seem to be what makes you so difficult to defend is you can beat teams inside, you can beat teams outside.
Oh, exactly. And that was one of the things that early on, we were battling the injuries. And then right after Christmas break, we lost Alex for a game there when we played Xavier. And that was good for our kids then to have to step up with our best post player out. Our kids really learned how to overcome and play together as a team, and other kids had to step up. And, tonight I think some of that showed, where you get in these big games like this, it really pays off for you. And that's the thing that we wanted to do, was upgrade our schedule a little bit, and play the harder teams. And we've gone undefeated the last 2 years in the regular season, but it hasn't done anything for us come postseason time. And tonight, it was a proof of what our schedule did for us earlier this year, helped us tonight in this game.
Now, I know you guys have a lot of unfinished business. You want to get back to the state tournament. You want to win a couple of games at the state tournament. In order for you guys to achieve your goals, what has to happen?
We do championship week, where it's three games. Our last three games of the regular season, we had a championship week. We had the last three games, we had Comanche, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, and Tipton. And that was one of our championship weeks. And so we wanted to win that week. And then in order to get the state, you got to win three games. We played we played Wapello on Tuesday, played tonight against West Branch, so we've won the first two. Now we got to play Meepo on Monday. You know, in order to get to state, we got to win that game. Then you get to state, you got to win three games. Last 2 years, we've won that first one, but we've stumbled in that second one. You know, our goal is not just to win that second game now. It's to win the whole thing.
Well, Coach, best of luck the rest of the way, and thanks for joining us. And I'm sure we'll see you down the road.
I appreciate you guys' coverage. Thanks very much.
Absolutely. And those that don't know, this is Matt from North Liberty of KGYM fame. Years ago, he made a bet on the Afternoon Players Club that the Cubs would not win or would finish dead last the following year. And I was with him at the time after they got Joe Maddon. And he said that if they didn't, he would shovel snow from Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp's driveway. So Matt the Wager guy, that's how he's known at KGYM. And we thank him for joining us here on Courtside. I'm sure that's not the memory that he wants us to bring up, but it's one of those things that lives in KGYM folklore for years and years. But this is a very good Regina team, as usual. We expect to see them here this time of year. They're going to be moving on. Another team we expect to see here this time of year is the team we're going to see here or see tomorrow over at City High as the Little Hawks will take on Burlington.
Well, again, that on paper may look like a little bit of a mismatch. Again, obviously City High has the first round bye. They seed within the region also. To be blunt, the two weaker teams play each other for the right to play the number one team in the state. But again, you know, you carry a certain amount of pressure being the number one team in the state. And again, you've been sitting for a week. So again, I'm sure City High's just chomping at the bit. And we didn't mention, but again, a big group of West High girls here tonight from the West High girls team finding a way to spend their Friday night, obviously having practiced earlier this evening, but coming out and watching the Regina girls play. So a nice way to spend the Friday evening, and maybe, again, you're staying in that basketball environment, but, again, maybe a little less stress.
58-50 the final here. Regina will take on Mediapolis in the regional final on Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 6:45 with the pregame, 7 o'clock, opening tip from City High. You've been listening to high school basketball. This has been a presentation of KGYM Sports.
Boosters bringing high school basketball here on KGYM. And, of course, thanks to everybody for tuning into the broadcast here tonight. For Steve Dozer, Scott Unash saying so long. Final score of this class A girls regional semifinal tonight. It was number one Springville moving to their fourth straight regional final, 48-23 over Bellevue Marquette.